Here are the 5 financial goals to hit before you turn 40, or you're totally screwed. Just kidding, you guys. You're not screwed, and you don't actually have to hit these financial goals by 40, but our research shows that most of the people that watch our show are between 25 and 54. So 40 is kind of that midpoint where you should be on your way to achieving a lot of your financial goals. And on this episode, I'm going to share with you exactly how to do it. And be sure to stay until the end because these 5 financial goals go together like lamb and tuna fish.
Make a terrific pair. They went together like lamb and tuna fish.
This is the Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
First financial goal that you really want to hit by the time you're 40 or somewhere around there is that you want to be investing with a concrete plan. You guys, so many people, especially today because you could do this yourself, are just throwing their money into all kinds of crazy things like stocks and bonds and weird stuff and just going all out and buying things on the internet. I don't want you to do that. If you guys have watched any of my episodes of The Dima Show, you know that I'm all about creating a plan, having a mentor or a coach, and then executing on that plan with accountability. So when it comes to investments, it's really no different. And what I want you to do with your investment strategy is create a plan with an amazing financial advisor or someone that can really help you achieve your goals based upon what you want. Because you see, guys, your goals are probably going to be different than my goals. And so your investment strategy probably needs to look a lot different than my investment strategy, depending upon when you want to retire or when you want to stop working, what you want to do with your life, how big your goals are, and everything else that you want to accomplish. But I do want to give you some basic guidelines. The first guideline, you guys, is that I want you to pay off your shitty debts. We all have them. These are our high interest rate credit cards or other loans that are bogging down our financial plan. You see, guys, if you have a credit card or some high interest loan at, 18% or 25%, and you're paying on that every single month, that is money that you're wasting because if you're investing at a lower rate, it really doesn't make any sense. So the first thing you want to do is make a plan to pay off all those high interest debts so that you can get rid of those once and for all. Number 2, if you are going to invest yourself, you guys, don't try to pick amazing stocks. You know, everyone tries to pick these home run stocks that are going to 10x and go to the moon and all of this other stuff. But the reality is most people lose a lot of money doing that. If you're going to invest yourself, just put your money in some index funds. That's what grows all the way through. These are funds that will take all the top companies, put them in an aggregate, and then you're investing in all of those companies at the same time. That will usually get you the best results rather than trying to pick those home runs on your own. And last but not least, you guys, if you've been following along, you know that I am now, I wasn't before, but I am now a huge fan of cryptocurrency and especially Bitcoin. I started investing in Bitcoin last year, maybe a few years too late, but I got on the train and I really love Bitcoin. And if it's something that you're interested in doing, I highly recommend that you check out Swan Bitcoin, which is a way to dollar cost average your way into Bitcoin. And then you don't have to worry about all that crazy volatility, the 50% drops and the 40% swings and all of this nonsense. If you want to find out more information about Swan, click on some of the links down below. You can read a free book called Inventing Bitcoin that really helped me make a decision to go all in on crypto. And you can also get some free Bitcoin by signing up and opening an account. Check this out, you guys. If you would have just invested $20 per day into Bitcoin over the last 3 years, you would have almost 80 grand in your account for a return of almost 250%. Not too bad. Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing and you're getting value from this show, please be sure to give me a 5-star review so that it's shared with more people. And now, back to the show. The second financial goal that you should be aiming to achieve as soon as possible, but especially by the time you're 40 or later, if you're watching this and you're older, is buy real estate. Guys, if you've been following along, you know that I am a big lover of real estate. I've always loved real estate since I was a kid and my parents took me shopping for homes, and I love it still. I was a real estate attorney for a little while and then turned real estate broker, real estate investor, and all of these other things. But in all seriousness, you guys, real estate is one of those things that is an amazing tool for building your financial wealth. You can leverage real estate by putting money down and then using loans and financing for the rest. You can pay zero taxes when you sell your real estate, as you can check out on this video. You can also do other cool things with respect to real estate. You can leverage it to buy other real estate. You can rent it out. You can live in it, and it appreciates in value over time. You can also lock in a low interest rate loan while your real estate appreciates. So there are so many reasons to buy real estate that if you're not in the real estate game, I highly suggest that you jump right in, feet first, arms first, whatever the saying is, and get in there. Now, a lot of people have asked me, should I buy real estate in this market? The market is so high. You know, guys, as they say, the best time to buy real estate was 30 years ago. The second best time is today. If you're buying for the long term, if you're buying for an investment for yourself and your family, don't worry about timing the market. Just jump in, buy some real estate. You'll figure it out as you go. And if you need some help with that, you can always contact my real estate team and we can help you buy or sell a home or invest in real estate or help you with a mortgage lender referral anywhere in the United States. You can check out the link in the description below. Financial goal number three, you guys, and this is not as much a financial goal as a very, very big recommendation, and that is invest in yourself. You guys, every investment that you make in yourself is going to pay huge dividends for you down the line. Investing in your education, in your growth, investing in yourself personally is a huge thing, and it's never been easier to do, guys. You can go to YouTube University. You can listen to podcasts. You can read books. There are so many things you can do to invest in yourself. And one thing I do highly recommend, you guys, is check out my coaching academy where you can now book a one-on-one consultation and I can actually help you directly if that's something that you're interested in doing. But regardless of what you do, make sure that you're taking the time every single week, every month, and even every day to invest in yourself and in your growth. Next up, you guys, and this is a big one. If the last couple years have taught you anything, it's that one of the main things you should be doing for your financial goals is investing in your health. Wait, what? How does health have to do with financial investments? I'm going to tell you guys, health is the basis for everything. You know, one of the things that they haven't really talked about over the last couple years, or maybe they started talking about it later, is that healthy people generally get less sick. Healthy people are generally wealthier because they have more energy, they're more excited, they're more enthusiastic, and that helps you with everything that you do. So health is one of those things, you guys, that everyone makes a New Year's resolution. By the time the first few days of the year come around, you've forgotten all about those resolutions to get healthy and get fit. But I will tell you that if health and fitness is not one of the main things on your list by the time you're 40 or whatever age you are, then you are going to have challenges in every other aspect of your life. So get healthy and get fit. And again, this is going to sound like a broken record, but get yourself a coach, get yourself a trainer so that you have some accountability around getting healthy and getting fit. I'm going to give you a personal example right now, you guys. One of my main goals this year was to get better at golf. Now, that may not sound like a health and fitness thing, but hey, golf actually does help you get healthy and get fit, and it's good exercise. You know that walking a course is about a 5-mile walk, so it does help you get healthy and fit. In any event, you guys, I wanted to get better at golf, and so what I did, because I felt like by myself I would never get where I wanted to go, is I hired a coach, and the results have been amazing. In only a couple of months, I've already feeling myself having a totally different golf swing. I'm really getting into where I want to be, and those golf scores are going to come down soon, I hope. But in any event, guys, with health and fitness, get a coach, get a mentor, get a trainer that really focuses on accountability for your plan of action. Because getting healthy and getting fit will pay huge dividends with every other financial goal that you have. The fifth financial goal that I want you to focus on by the time you're 40, or somewhere around there. I keep saying by the time you're 40, but guys, listen, if you're in your 20s, just as important to do this. And if you're in your 50s or even in your 60s, you can still do all of these things. It's never too late. And so the fifth one is having multiple streams of income. You guys, this is so important. I will tell you that every successful person I've met, every millionaire, every mega millionaire, people who've sold companies, people who have done so well, all have multiple streams of income. I will tell you, this is definitely not something that I was taught as a kid. When I was growing up, I was taught you go to school, you get really good grades, you go to law school or medical school, otherwise you suck, and then you get a great job and you work there for 30 years and that's it. You don't do anything else. Well, guys, that is not the way to make it and become successful from everything that I've learned. And what I've learned is you gotta have multiple streams of income. These could be very small side hustles, could be something that you do in your spare time, but whether you're a W-2 employee or you have your own business, you always want to have other things that are happening that provide you with multiple streams of income. Now, you guys, I recently did a video that shows you 3 killer side hustles that you can start right now this year, even if you have no money. So check it out and start one of those side hustles now so that you can start reaping the rewards of multiple streams of income. Because you guys, you never know what could happen in the world. You know, we had that little thing a couple years ago that really shook everyone up. And so if you had multiple streams of income, maybe something happened at your job that slowed down, or maybe your main business slowed down, or maybe you owned a restaurant that got shut down. If you had other streams of income, then you wouldn't be in a financial bind because you'd always have other things going on. This is something that I've taken to heart, you guys, and my YouTube channel, my podcast, my real estate business, the coaching that I do, all of these things are multiple streams of income that help me get to where I want to be and help me achieve my financial goals. And so I want you to do the same.
Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know, or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.